Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and supported us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My apologies, severe sinus infection yesterday morning just literally knocked me out. Just done. And doing better today, hitting it with the natural stuff. By the way, I want to encourage you to check it out. You can go to mychronicsilver.net, mychronicsilver.net, and pick this up over there. And just use the code CHOSEN, and you'll get a discount. And that's the stuff that I use when I get something like this. And actually, I was running low, and so I put in an emergency order. Help, help, help. And it arrived yesterday. So started to hit it with that, and here I am. So good stuff. Encourage you to, yeah, encourage you to go to check that out. Along with our CGR Wellness, you can get signed up there as well. And CGR for Life, all of our health stuff that we're doing. And maybe working to consolidate that. We're trying to figure that out. Bottom of hour number three, it'll be Pastor's Corner. I'll have some things I want to share with you. Fake news coming up top of the hour. MRC's Michael Morris, Censor Track. We'll be talking about the fake news that they're laying on you right now. And we'll hit that up pretty good. Scott Shepherd will be with me. National Center for Public Policy Research, the Free Enterprise Project. And they are right now working to call these woke corporations to account. Conservative shareholder activists present proposals addressing abortion, DEI, and fossil fuels. Many of these corporations are going to be getting in-person visits at their shareholders meetings this week, including companies like Eli Lilly, Bristol-Myers Squibb, Capital One, and Pepsi as well. So we'll talk to Scott about what they're doing to push back against woke corporate America. And then top of the hour, we'll have Benji Irby. I don't know if you saw the whole spat with Phil Jackson coming out and saying that he doesn't watch the NBA anymore because it's just gone so political. And Jalen Rose came out and said, "Oh, you built your whole career, you racist, on the back of black ball players." And my response to that was, "I didn't know those guys were volunteers. Who would have known? Who would have guessed that all those ball players that we've been watching out there are all out there on the court playing pickup games that are semi-organized and nobody's paying them, and the clubs are just raking in the money." And taking full advantage of them. Not really. But anyway, yeah, sure. All right. Well, joining me now is our constitutional originalist. And as we do each and every Wednesday, we get into talking about what's going on and how they are attacking our constitutional rights. And one of the groups that is being most impacted by that in particular right now is our brothers and sisters that are being held as POWs, American POWs, by, no, I don't believe it's our government. I don't call them our government. I call them tyrants who have violated every ounce of the powers that we've given them because we have refused to hold on to our rights. David Chisokas joins me to talk about it. David, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you so much, Greg. It's great to be here. And, you know, it's just in terms of attacking our rights and whether or not it's our government or not at the moment, perhaps we are still, we're always responsible for what the government does in a republic. We're responsible for reining it in. Of course, we have both the right and the duty to do something about it when those things happen. I can always go back to the Declaration of Independence, what they call the right of revolution, and says, of course, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But then the next paragraph says, whenever a government becomes destructive of those ends, it is the right or the duty of the people to alter or abolish it. And so it's. Until we change it, it's our government because we put it in some way, either by affirmatively selecting it or by benign negligence, by not paying attention to when somebody else was taking it away from us. So
I think it's a great point, and certainly it has everything to do with what we talk about when it comes to our responsibility as it relates to that. I think the other piece to that, and I'm glad that you always go back to the Declaration of Independence, because it also is predicated on the foundation of where our rights come from, and this is not taught any longer. It's not held on to any longer. And I know, you know, I have over the years heard people, you know, talk about, you know, oh, you know, you're just talking about social issues. No, I'm talking about the very founding principle and the very liberty, the lifeblood of America. And the lifeblood of America flows from God. And without that flow, there isn't any. And so when you talk about the right of the people to stand up against when a government goes too far, when it breaks its bands of power, and 'cause the government of our country, the whole purpose of it is to protect and defend the rights of the people, period. And if it's not doing that, then it has disbanded.
Destructive of those ends.
Exactly.
You know, it's just and Jefferson does it so brilliantly and so simply. That's why we always go back there, and people try to expound upon it, expand upon it. You don't need to. Whenever a government becomes destructive of those ends, that is the ends to protect the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and the consent of the governed, then it's our right. No, it's our duty to alter or abolish it. And so it's just and of course, because the government that we've created does not want to recognize those things. They don't teach it. And so it's up to us to teach each other and to carry on those kinds of things. And even, of course, you're the religious expert between the two of us. But the fact is while God grants us free will, along with free will comes responsibility as well. He gives us our freedom in that regard. And he's the one that our rights flow from. But he also there's also responsibility that comes from him as well. And so that's how. And, nobody ever talks about the responsibilities.
And it's not anarchy either.
No.
You know, no. Liberty is not a pathway to anarchy. And the other side to this that I think is important to understand is that our founders did in fact choose a biblical Christian foundation, because as Jefferson writes, you know, when he surveyed all of the religions, he found that Christianity was the one that gave the opportunity for other people to be able to live amongst Christians with their deeply and sincerely held beliefs. But that doesn't mean that we embrace, for example, the Sharia law of Islam, and we cannot, that and the Constitution are in opposition with one another, because there is no ability for any negotiation, if you will, with regards to belief system. It's either believe our way or get your head cut off.
Yeah, and that's certainly contrary to all the right of conscience and other aspects of freedom that are built into our system. This weekend, I am going to be down in Quincy, Illinois, near St. Louis.
Mm.
And there is a convention there for the people that want to establish New Illinois, that want to secede from Illinois. And in preparation for my presentation there, I've been doing some research on states that were formed from other states. And in 1820, very few people know this, but in the mid-1600s, the area that we now know as the state of Maine became part of Massachusetts. And it was part of Massachusetts from 1657 through 1820, when it became a state on its own. But Maine began to agitate for a state on its own because one of the elements had to do with the fact that the Congregational Church was the established religion of the state of Massachusetts during the course of the founding and in the early years of the Republic. And the folks of Maine were more diverse in their Christian in the Christian organization, they had some other evangelical people, they had some other folks that were there, and they didn't want the imposition nor pay taxes to support the Congregational Church the way Massachusetts was doing. And so that was one of the instruments of Maine becoming a state and breaking away from Massachusetts, is for, in fact, religious freedom within the United States as well. And so these are important things. People don't know our history in so many details, and it has such an impact. This constitutional historical ignorance has such impact in terms of the problems that we have today.
Well, it has a great impact as we're going to take our break, but as it has to do with what's happening to the J6 POWs that are being held in the American Gulag. To add on to what you said about Illinois, it's interesting because I've had guests on to talk about this, but there's a new California that's also been formed up in the northern part of California, and you can find out more about that at newcaliforniastate.com. And they lay out the constitutional authority, the Article 4, Section 3 of the United States Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, even the precedents in 1861 of West Virginia, when it split from Confederate Virginia. So there is precedence for this under our Constitution. We'll be back to talk about all of this and more coming up here on Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My very special guest, constitutional originalist David Shostokas. Back with more coming up right after this.
So up next, we have Clanslight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clean Slate is a formula that's made from a natural ortho-silic acid formulation that's naturally occurring, that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your Clean Slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your Clean Slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Want to encourage you, we are streaming live at our Spreaker feed right now. And my plan is that we're going to be able to do this. So hour number one, and then right at the close of hour number one, we'll stop both recordings and then restart. So I'll have a video recording that we should be getting up. I'm working on getting on Rumble Live. I just have a few steps that I have to go through. It's an arduous process, I have to tell you. But nonetheless, we're working on it. But you can find us at Getter. You can find us at Clout Hub. And you can find us on three different Facebook pages right now, although the Facebook pages are severely banned. And of course, you can find us at TECN TV, which streams live at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. You can watch us live right there, and I encourage you to do that. Most all of my guests come on now live. You can see us in our in conversation. And of course, then you're also listening to us in the live stream that's taking place right now. And so, to all of my podcast folks that have been saying, where did he go? Well, I've been having issues with my eye. And so that's made, the splicing and cutting thing very difficult. But nonetheless, we're overcoming that. All right. Don't forget, please, to support our sponsors, Patriot Mobile right here, patriotmobile.com/chosen, patriotmobile.com/chosen, 972-PATRIOT. Make the move today. Christian conservative mobile phone company, the only one out there that I know of that is a vocal proponent of the things that we believe, and they put their money behind it. And I encourage you to make that switch over to them today. We were talking about and kind of transitioning in, if you will, David, to the to what is happening to the J6 members, and let's talk about that in terms of what we built as a foundation in that first segment. How many of their, you know, constitutional rights are being violated in your estimation? And when you consider, too, I mean, these some of these people, like, for example, I was listening to my friend David Summerall on the Wayne Allyn Root program last night, and Wayne was talking about one of his friends in Vegas that just in the last couple of weeks, a regular listener, had his door kicked in by the FBI. 2 years. 2 years. Because why? Because he was standing in an area that the D.C. Capitol Police had issued them a permit for areas to stand in that they could be in for the protests. They were standing in those areas, and then they arbitrarily decided after the event that they had changed the lines with no notification, and now they were claiming these people were trespassers and potentially seditious and so on and so on and so on, and they kicked the man's door down.
Well, let's very well start with the First Amendment and, of course, two aspects of the First Amendment regarding the free speech and the right to assemble, to peaceably assemble, and that's what had been the predecessor to anything was a peaceable assembly. And let's move along to the Fourth Amendment against unreasonable searches and seizures. that you know, are involved in your situation with the fellow there. And then let's move along to the Sixth Amendment, right to a speedy trial, and right to counsel, and the right to a public trial. So many things have happened behind closed doors in regards to issues of J6. And then let's move along to the Eighth Amendment. And the Eighth Amendment, that there shall not be the right to bail bond, and that bail bond shall not be excessive. And so that's just off the top of my head.
1, 4, 6, and 8 so far.
1, 4, 6, and 8.
And two components of one, which is the right to assemble and the right to redress your government.
Freedom of speech
as well, right? But they even went so far as to suggest that a citizen's ability to be able to say to their elected officials, wait a minute, we don't want you voting on this yet. We don't want you taking that step. We have questions. We have legitimate concerns about what's taken place.
Exactly. And of course, the next element of that situation would, in fact, be the 14th Amendment's due process rights that allow or that provide for people to be processed according to the rule of law and to follow all the rules for the government to follow the rules if they're going to try and impose some certain kind of sanctions. So when the government violates 1, 4, 6, and 8 in the way I described, and I believe there's probably an argument for certain aspects of 5, then clearly they've also violated the 14th, which is themselves violated the 14th, which is the due process. And of course, there's also within the Fifth Amendment and within the Article 1 of the Constitution itself, due process provisions. And strangely enough, because this happens within the District of Columbia, which is not a state, then consequently, the Fifth Amendment due process provisions and the due process provisions that are in Article 1 also apply. So I would suggest that that's a pretty good argument that the government has become destructive of those ends of protecting the rights to life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and providing, in essence, protections for the consent of the governed, which is what this is all about. It's about elections.
Right.
About the consent of the governed. So there's a strong argument that, it's become destructive of those ends. And people then have the right to alter or abolish it, which, of course, the government itself does not pay attention to it, but we can get that's a separate discussion within which we can bring Abraham Lincoln if we need to.
All right, so hang on just a second. I'm trying to get this to work, and it is, I don't know what is, I'm not exactly sure what seems to be the issue here. All right, there we go. Now. So I'm going to play this piece, and then I'd like to get your thoughts on it. This was something that Tucker Carlson put up or shared, and it is a Trump supporter's letter that he actually read over air that I think is quite phenomenal. So let me see if I can. Okay, undo that. There we go. Now we'll go back there. Boy, I'll tell you, something trying to interfere with my ability to play this for us. All right, here we go.
Yesterday, an historian and podcaster called Daryl Cooper wrote a remarkable series of tweets in which he tried to explain why so many Trump voters believe the last election was rigged. Really smart. He crystallized it. We'd like to read some of it now. Quote, here are the facts, actual confirmed facts that shape the perspective of Trump voters. The FBI spied on the 2016 Trump campaign using evidence manufactured by the Clinton campaign. We now know that all involved knew it was fake from day one. The voters this was aimed at are Tea Party people, the type who give their kids a pocket constitution for their birthday and have founding fathers' memes in their bios. The intel community spying on a presidential campaign using fake evidence, including forged documents, is a big deal to them. Trump supporters know the collusion case front and back. They went from worrying the collusion must be real to suspecting it might be fake to realizing it was a scam, and then watched as every institution, the intel agencies, the press, Congress, academia, gaslit them for another year. Worse, collusion was used to scare away good people from working in the Trump administration. They knew their entire lives would be investigated. Many quit because they were being bankrupted by legal fees. The DOJ, the press, and the government destroyed lives and actively subverted an elected administration. This is where people whose political identity was largely defined by a naive belief in what they learned in civics class began to see the outline of a regime that had crossed all institutional boundaries. That regime stepped out of the shadows to unite against an interloper, Donald Trump. A lot of Trump supporters understand this regime is not partisan. They know that the same institutions would have taken opposite sides if it was a Tulsi Gabbard versus Jeb Bush election. It's hard to describe to people on the left how shocking and disillusioning this was for conservatives, people who encourage their sons to enlist in the army and hate those who don't stand for the anthem. They could have managed the shock if it only involved the government. But the behavior of the corporate press is what really radicalized them. They hate journalists more than they hate any politician or government official because they feel most betrayed by them. The idea that the press is driven by ratings and sensationalism became untenable. If that were true, they'd be all over the Epstein story. But they're not. The corporate press is the propaganda arm of the regime. Nothing anyone says will ever make them unsee that, period. This is profoundly disorienting. Many Trump voters don't know for certain whether ballots were faked in November 2020, but they know for absolute certain that the press, the FBI, and the rest would lie to them if they were. They watched the press behave like animals for 4 years. Tens of millions of people will always see Brett Kavanaugh as a gang rapist based on nothing because of CNN. And CNN seems proud of that. CNN led a lynch mob against a high school kid. They cheered on a summer of riots. Republicans always claimed the media had liberal bias, but they still thought the press would admit the truth if they were cornered. Huh. It's a very different thing to watch the media invent stories out of whole cloth in order to destroy regular people's lives and spark mass violence. Time magazine has told us that during the 2020 riots, there were weekly conference calls involving, among others, leaders of the protests, the local officials who refused to stop them, and media people who framed them for political effect. In Ukraine, we call that a color revolution. Throughout the summer, Democratic governors took advantage of COVID to change voting procedures. It wasn't just the mail-in ballots. They lowered signature matching standards and a lot else. Then there was Hunter Biden's laptop. Big tech ran a full-on censorship campaign against a major newspaper to protect a political candidate. Period. Everyone knows it. All of the tech companies now admit it was a mistake, but the election's over, so who cares? It goes without saying that if the New York Times had Don Jr.'s laptop, which is full of pictures of him smoking crack and engaging in group sex with lots of lurid family drama, emails describing direct corruption, the New York Times would not have been banned. Think back. Stories about Trump being urinated on by Russian prostitutes and blackmailed by Putin were promoted as fact when the only evidence was a document paid for by his opposition and disavowed by its source. The New York Post was banned for reporting on true information. The reaction of Trump people to all of this was not, no fair. That's how they felt about, say, Romney's Binders of Women story in 2012. This is different. Now they see, correctly, that every institution is captured by people who will use any means to exclude them from the political process. And yet they still showed up in record numbers to vote. Trump got 13 million more votes than he did in 2016. He got 10 million more than Clinton got. As election night dragged on, his voters allowed themselves some hope. But when the four critical swing states, and only those states, went dark at midnight, they knew. Over the ensuing weeks, they got shuffled around by grifters and media scam artists selling them conspiracy theories. They latched on to one, then another increasingly absurd theory as they tried to put a concrete name on something very real. Media and tech did everything to make things worse. Everything about the election was strange, the changes to procedure, unprecedented mail-in voting, the delays, etc. But rather than admit that and make everything transparent, they banned discussion of it, even in direct messages. Everyone knows that, just as Don Jr.'s laptop would have been the story of the century. If everything about this election dispute was the same except the parties were reversed, suspicions about the outcome would have been taken very seriously. See 2016 for proof. They understand why courts refused to take the election case. What judge will stick his neck out for Donald Trump, knowing that he'll be destroyed in the media as a violent mob burns down his house? It is a fact, according to Time magazine, that mass riots were planned in cities across the country if Trump won. Sure, they were protests, but they were planned by the same people as during the summer, and everyone knows what that would have meant. Judges have families, too. Forget the ballot conspiracies. It's a fact that governors used COVID to unconstitutionally alter election procedures, something the Constitution states that only legislatures can do, to help Biden make up for a massive enthusiasm gap by gaming the mail-in ballot system. They knew it was unconstitutional when they did it. It's right there in plain English in the Constitution. But they also knew the cases wouldn't see court until after election. What judge is going to toss millions of ballots because a governor broke the rules? The threat of mass riots wasn't implied, it was direct. And he goes on. In the end, Daryl Cooper writes, not every theory about election fraud is true, but Trump's voters, quote, are absolutely right that their government is monopolized by a regime that believes they are beneath representation and will observe no limits to keep them getting it. End quote. That is true, and every honest person knows it. In this country, we have more firearms in civilian hands than we have civilian hands.
Like cancer and different diseases.
We're taking a break. We'll be back right after this.
It can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clean Slate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring, that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your Clean Slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your Clean Slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest, constitutional originalist David Shostakis, is with us. David, as you listened to Tucker read Mr. Cooper's letter and what he had written and what he articulated, give me some of the highlights of the things that jumped out to you. And in particular, I know that you had some of your own personal experiences with some of these things in Pennsylvania.
Yes. Well, while he was talking about the governor's changing the election procedures on there, there was a whole slew of government institutions that were part and parcel of that that changing of the rules. The folks that were actually in charge of conducting elections in Pennsylvania had no clue as to what was going on, because pretty much daily there was a new directive coming from the Secretary of State of Pennsylvania, who there was in charge of elections. And and today it says, don't count these ballots and don't worry about checking signatures. And there was a variety of things that were going on that came day in and day out in terms of the changes. And of course, we had a group of attorneys we were working with, and we were trying to give counsel and direction to the people that were involved in monitoring the early ballot, early votes, and the mail-in ballots, which Pennsylvania allows to come in and be sorted prior to election day. And so we were trying to take these directives. We were monitoring those directives day in and day out. Plus, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, in the same vein, was swatting away cases left and right that were saying, these things are unconstitutional, that the legislature is the only one that can make these changes, not the Secretary of State or the executive. But the Pennsylvania Supreme Court was swatting away such challenges day in and day out. So the capturing of institutions was tremendous. And, of course, his letter mentions the fact of the essential support of the media. The local media, while covering each one of those changes, never discussed the fact that those changes were all illegal. They always talked about how these changes are going to enhance the ability of people to vote and increase turnout and make it so that the election is more inclusive. And they were talking about the positive nature of the changes, not the fact that the changes themselves were illegal and breaking the law. So you had this dangerous cabal at work in Pennsylvania to do those things. And then I wound up in court, beside Mayor Giuliani in central Pennsylvania in Williamsport. And at that point in time, we had 600,000 votes at issue in Pennsylvania. And, of course, the judge there swatted aside that challenge on a pretend theory. And this is what we were talking about, and maybe next week we can talk about it in a little more detail. I've got my own case at the moment that is involved in we're about to file an appeal on a judge that dismissed an election case because we didn't put in claims that the judge says we had to, and the law doesn't require us to put in these claims. And so now you have the courts themselves violating due process, because they're creating obstacles to people's access to the courts that do not exist in the law. And we're actually hoping that this case has an opportunity to wind up in SCOTUS on this fact that there's actually judicial violation of the 14th Amendment. going at it. And then a lot of, I haven't analyzed all of them, but I certainly saw the highlights for many of the cases that people say, 60 some odd cases that people say were dismissed on election matters involving President Trump, when regularly the court just pretended that these cases were without merit and then swatted them aside. And so we have not just the executive and the legislative branches trampling on due process. You have, in fact, the judicial branch trampling on due process by dismissing cases. They just feel like not hearing, not because the case is without merit, but because the judge doesn't want to hear the case, or because the threat of violence to the judge and his family that were also referenced within the letter to that Tucker was sharing. And so this is a huge obstacle to overcome. And so we have to work on these things. But again, as we talked about at the top of things, at the top of this segment, it's to say that it's not the government, to say that it's not our government, we either voted for it or we didn't monitor it. It's our government, and it's up to us to get it back and put it back in order.
I think that the definition then needs to be that they have become tyrannical. I think that the attributes and the characteristics, as you've described them here by talking about the violations of the Bill of Rights, would can lead to only that conclusion. And I just put this up as a comment on Marjorie Taylor Greene, and because, you know, Tucker came out with this, by the way, quite a while back. This isn't a brand new post. This post is almost a year old. Okay, we've been aware of this for quite a long time. As I know you have, you've been in the middle of this fight. But another piece that got swept under the carpet that I was describing to you was Al Sharpton's National Action Network, and they stated that they had individuals in 50 cities in all 50 states, in major cities from coast to coast, chapters that were prepared for an armed insurrection in 2012. And you say, oh, Pastor, there were five dead police officers in Dallas, Texas. Five dead police officers assassinated, shot by a sniper at a BLM rally, and the head of Al Sharpton's National Action Network for the Dallas chapter was at that event. He is recorded live in an interview. I watched it. I posted it. I don't even know if I can still get to it, if it's still up. But in that interview, he said, our only regret is that we didn't kill more.
Yeah, exactly. There is little to respond to that outside of there's danger.
Folks, I understand about not advocating, going out and going to war, but we, as God-fearing, patriotic, constitutional, oath-taking Americans, clearly better understand that the tyrants and their minions have declared war on us. Look what happened in Chicago. Look at that poor couple that was trampled on and nearly stomped to death by those black kids. And that's because they have been primed and led to believe that white people are their enemy and they need to kill them. That's what they've been taught.
Just as importantly is the co-opt of the institutions that would in fact protect society from such violence. Because to my knowledge, no one's been arrested or prosecuted for that activity.
No.
This is a problematic.
And yet they say we really can't identify anybody. Except that they have identified and gone after nearly every single person that was in Washington, D.C. on January the 6th, anywhere in the vicinity of the Capitol, predicated on some form of facial recognition. So we know, I mean, come on. You know, that I mean, it's just such nonsense. All right, quick break. And then we will be right back to close out this hour. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen-size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king-size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, constitutional originalist, David Shostokas. David, you know, we were just talking about the state. I guess you really would call it the state of the rule of law. And that is a big problem. Obviously, as I was mentioning when we were closing, the intimidation factor is real. The doxing issue is real. The message they sent to Tucker Carlson, now they've pulled him off air, but they sent a message to Carlson when they sent thugs to his house while he was on air, pounding on his front door with his wife and his kids hiding in the bathroom, praying to God that the door wouldn't fold and they wouldn't come through. David, how do we restore rule of law when you have these DAs across the country that won't prosecute actual criminals?
Well, first of all, I would suggest that, you know, perhaps people don't understand this, but of course, next step, everybody gets worried about who's going to be president and who's going to be in the legislature and who might be governor and this and that. During the course of all this, of course, Mr. Soros spent several millions of dollars in supporting and picking district attorneys that were, in fact, lawless. They put in charge of enforcing the law people that were themselves lawless. And so so I would suggest that just like parents have spent so much time these recent days focusing on school board elections and with some success, because strangely enough, the smaller the election, the more difficult it is to interfere with it. That's the value of those things. I would suggest that people turn their eyes to the places where we have elected prosecutors, like here in Chicago and in New York County, where this Alvin Bragg is. Those are elected officials. We can do something about those if we pay attention to them. I would suggest that we need to pay attention. When people talk about lock them up, we don't have anybody with that authority, Greg. I suggest that that's some place to go. I know we've got a very short period of time. I want to bring back that if anybody's in the portions of Arkansas and Tennessee and Kentucky, that Missouri, that you hook up with Southern Illinois in the area of Quincy, I'm going to be there over the weekend, and we're going to be talking about the legal method by which sections of states may be able to leave the other sections of states where they're not being represented by their government, where it's being dominated. As in Quincy, Illinois, at the new Illinois State Convention. And I'll be speaking there, and certainly it would be wonderful if other people would drop by. I think you probably have the details.
I just put the details up on the screen right next to you. New Illinois, creating a new state, third constitutional convention, featuring attorney and author David Shostokas and also publisher and government watchdog Diane Benjamin. It's Friday and Saturday, May 5th and 6th, 2023, in Quincy, Illinois. And you can purchase your tickets at tickettailor.com. It's going to be registration begins at 3 p.m. with Friday evening social hours starting at 5:45, dinner at 6:45, followed by the speakers. And you can get more information about all of that from Donald Glenn, the new Illinois Senate chairman. You can call him at 217-649-6718. That is 217-649-6718. Or email him at Bortas, B-O-R-T-A-S, 2002 at yahoo.com. That's Bortas, 2002 at yahoo.com. David, thanks. We're out of time. I greatly appreciate you being with me today. Coming up, Benji Irby, and we'll be talking about this, exposing this racist agenda, coming up right here on Chosen Generation Radio, right after this brief break.